Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise that we can gather today to worship you. We pray now that you would speak to each one who's here. May we feel your presence. May we feel your peace. May we feel your love overflowing our hearts, that as we leave this place, as it says of the disciples, the people will take note that we have been with Jesus. For we ask it in his precious name. Amen. Our opening hymn this morning is number 472. Number 472, there is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God. Shall we stand together as we sing? Thank you. Our responsive reading this morning is entitled, To Mothers, Past, Present, and Future. God of love, grace, and compassion, we give you praise today for mothers who are loving, gracious, and compassionate.
We thank you for those who went to death's doorway to give us life.
For those mothers who spent vigilant days and sleepless nights to raise and nurture us.
For the many hours our mothers uncomplainingly served as our chauffeur, laundry lady, nurse, cook, and tutor, we give them honor and give you thanks.
We also remember today those who would have been mothers, but through choice or circumstances did not bear children.
We are mindful that for some, today is a painful time. We remember mothers grieving the loss of a child.
And for those who are experiencing Mother's Day with mother no longer being with them.
On this day, we also remember those women who are single parents. What a daunting task they have.
While each of our children is special, we acknowledge some have special needs and challenges. Be with their mothers in a special way.
And in an imperfect world, there are imperfect mothers. Heal the hearts and memories of children who grew up with abusive or neglected mothers.
On this special day, we pray your blessings on all women.
May your spirit rest on our mothers, past, present, and future. And may we, as your children, remember your command to honor our mothers.
You may be seated. Or you may not. Gentlemen, you may be seated. Ladies, remain standing if you would, please. On this Mother's Day, we want to take just a moment to honor our mothers and our ladies. You want Liam or you after some other guy back there?
Okay.
But we want to just let you know that we do love and appreciate you. We appreciate your sacrifice. Those of you who have had children, those of you who have children, those of you who haven't had children, but somehow you've always had a part in other people's children's lives. We appreciate that. Liam is going to help to pass these out to all of our mothers. Can you handle that? I'm sure you can. All right. We're going to give him some backup here. Okay. Once you have received your flowers, you may be seated. I believe everybody's got them. Everybody except the choir, bless the hearts.
You can. One more for Mr.
One more for the choir.
One more.
Okay.
That's my buddy. He's going to bring it to me. He's going to bring it to me. Yes, he is, because he's
Keith,
my buddy.
Did you get one for Bamba?
Thank you so much.
You better. Uh-huh. Pardon? Absolutely. For Karen. Any of you that... Get one? Absolutely.
And John just sent one to Peggy.
Okay. I was just going to ask if you wanted to take her one. There you go. So good to have you with us today. Yeah. Oh. Oh, well, I believe it's time for our choir to share a prayer course in just a moment. As we go to prayer, are there joys and concerns you'd like to share with our brothers and sisters?
Pastor, I would like for everybody to remember Mom. She took a pretty bad fall this week, and nothing broken, they say, but she still can't put any weight on her leg at all. So just continue to remember her. And Brittany and her crew are sick this morning, so if you don't mind praying for them, I appreciate it.
And I talked with Miss Roberta yesterday, and she is in bad condition right now. And I don't know what all is going on, but she really needs our prayers.
Okay.
And if anybody can think to send her a card, it would really brighten her day.
Okay. If you can send Roberta a card, please remember that.
I have a prayer as well for one of my friends that I went to school with. He recently got his leg amputated because he has cancer. So just a couple of prayers for him, please.
Oh, my. Young man had to have a leg amputated from cancer. You did what? That's what I thought you said. Okay. Oh, my. Morgan? Yes. Mothers and fathers and children and grandparents and everybody else there need our prayers. Also, be in prayer for Rockwood United Methodist Church. Periods of transition can be difficult. As Terry mentioned, I've got two more Sundays here, the 15th and 22nd. And then for five Sundays, as part of my retirement, I'm going to be on vacation. And we've got supply people coming in to fill in those five Sundays. And then the first Sunday of July, your new pastor, David Tabor, will be here. This week I had the opportunity, I went and picked up he and his daughter at their house and brought them out here and showed them where Chevron was and brought them by Rockwood, and they got to see the church and talk with some of our people. I think you're going to be excited. I'm not going to give a whole lot of detail about what he's going to do. I'll let him share that with you. But I think you're going to find that he is exactly God's person for this time, for this church. And I know he will appreciate all of your prayers and support in the meantime. His wife will be actively involved with him here, and she's talking about being involved with the choir and being involved with the children and all of that. So do keep David Tabor and his wife Mary Lynn and their daughter in your prayers. As the choir sings, allow God to prepare your heart for prayer. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise this morning, especially on this Mother's Day. We thank you for each of our mothers who are here. We thank you, Lord, for our mothers who are not able to be here today. We thank you for mothers who have gone on ahead. We just pray now that you would be with each one here, that we might remember those good memories, that we might show thanks and appreciation not only for those in our family, but for all of the ladies down through the years who have made a difference in so many people's lives. Thank you, Lord. We pray today that you would be with all of those in the Ukraine, so many people going through such an impossibly difficult time. We're thankful, Lord, that they are your children and you are watching over them, but we pray especially that you'd be with the mothers, with the grandmothers, with the children. Be with the men who are seeking to defend their families and their nation. We pray today, Lord, that you'd be with our servicemen and women. Wherever they may be around the globe, we pray that you would keep your hand upon them. Be with their families during this time of separation. We realize that there are many men all around the world who would love to be able to be with their mothers and with their wives, the mothers of their children. We realize that there are many women who are deployed all around the world that would love to be home with their families today. Wrap your arms of love tightly around them. May they feel your presence and your strength. Lord, we pray that you would be with this great and wonderful nation of ours. We need your help. We pray today, Lord, that you'd be with each of our leaders, local and state and national. We pray that you would guide and direct their minds and their hearts. We pray, Lord, that you would show them that it's not about power, it's not about money, it's not about party. It's about showing the world that in God we trust. Letting the world know that we are indeed not just a name, we're indeed one nation under God. Thank you, Lord. We pray today as a great physician that you'd be with all of those who are going through times of physical difficulty, emotional difficulty, mental difficulty, whatever it may be. We pray for your healing touch to be upon each one of them. We thank you, Lord, for the way that you have used Rockwood United Methodist Church down through the years to help to build your kingdom. We pray now, especially during this transition time. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that I've had to be here and to worship and to pray and praise with this wonderful group of people. We pray that you would be with each of those who are coming to fill in. We pray that you would guide and direct their thoughts and their hearts and their words. Then we pray especially, Lord, for David Tabor, for Mary Lynn, for Gracie. We pray, Lord, that they might feel your hand upon them. We pray that you might empower them with your Holy Spirit as they come here to lead and guide and direct your church, to do your work in your way and in your time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving us so much. Help us that we might share more of that love with others. We give you all the praise, for we ask it in the wonderful name of Jesus, who taught us all to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let me remind you that the offering receptacles are at both the doors. Remember as you leave that your church counts on each one of us doing our part, and your church is very appreciative of your faithfulness down through the years. But please remember to put your offering into the receptacles.
Oh,
remain standing, if you would, please, for the reading of the gospel from Matthew chapter 14, verses 1 through 3 and 15 through 19. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. There's more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am. And down to verse 15, if you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it is not looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives in you. He lives with you and later will be in you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. Soon the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Since I live, you also will live. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. Today's text sounds appropriate for a Mother's Day. I will not leave you comfortless. I will not abandon you as orphans. A survey was taken and asked a group of young boys, a large group of young boys, if they had a problem, to whom would they talk to in their family? 23% said they'd talk to their father, and 77% said they'd talk to their mother. Mother's Day is a mixed blessing for so many people. As you've noticed, Catherine is not here today. We lost her son, Ray, on Mother's Day, 1995. He was in an auto accident, and it totally devastated Catherine and the rest of the family. But I would appreciate that you continue to pray for her, especially on this day. Ray was an organ and tissue donor, and a number of people's lives were saved or transformed because of his gift. That does help, but it's still there. I'm sure many of us have wondered, okay, what can I give as a gift to my mother, to my wife, to whomever it may be? Let me tell you about one family and what they did. Four brothers left home. They became successful doctors and lawyers and CEOs. A number of years later, they were having dinner together, and they discussed the gifts that they had each given to their mother for Mother's Day. The first one said, "I had a big house built for Mama." The second one said, "I had a $50,000 home theater installed in the house." The third said, "I had my Mercedes dealer deliver an S-Class sedan to her." I had to Google to get one of the current updated models of the Mercedes. I haven't had too many of them. The S-Class is one that only sells for $111,000, starting price. The fourth one said, you know how much Mother loves to read the Bible? Well, now she's almost blind and she can't read it anymore. He said, I met a preacher who had a parrot that could recite the entire Bible. It took 20 preachers 12 years to teach him. All Mama has to do is to name a chapter and verse, and the parrot will recite it. I had to donate $10,000 to that pastor's church to get the parrot, but it was worth it. Around the 1st of June, the mother sent out thank you cards to each of the boys. Milton, the house you built is huge. I live in only one room, but I have to clean the whole house. Thanks anyway. Marvin, I'm too old to drive. I stay home. I have my groceries delivered, so I never use the Mercedes. But it was a nice thought. Thank you. Michael, you gave me an expensive in-home theater that will seat 50, complete with Dolby surround sound. All of my friends are dead. I've lost my hearing, and I'm nearly blind. So I'll never use it, but thank you just the same. Dearest Melvin, you were the only son with the smarts to give me a gift that I could really use. Thank you. The chicken was delicious. Oh, my. It's kind of interesting. For most of us, when we think of mom, we think of being comforted. We need to realize, and I'm going to get perhaps on some thin ice here with some people theologically, but we need to realize that God is both father and mother to us. I'm not ascribing a specific gender to God. I believe when we've been there 10,000 years, if we came back and somebody said, is God a man or a woman? We'd say, I don't know. It'll be irrelevant and immaterial there. And I guess it's getting that way here too. People say, I don't know. It used to be the second you were born, the doctor said what it was, and that's all we needed, but times have changed. But God is both father and mother to us and wants us to remember that we are all God's children. Notice several truths about this. First of all, Jesus comforts us with his presence. He said, I won't leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Jesus was going away, but he let them know that God would send a comforter, the Holy Spirit. They would not be alone. God's Spirit would be with them. There's no greater gift that we can give today as we seek to reach out to those whom we love and to those whom we want to share God's love with than the gift of our presence. There was an article in USA Today that noted that those who have parents who are still living, 75% of the people live within minutes of at least one parent. 23% are within hours of a parent. Only 2% need to drive for days to see a parent. Came across a story entitled, Another Woman. Some of your minds are already starting to turn on that one. Let me share it with you before you get too far off track here. After 17 years of marriage, my wife wanted me to take another woman out to dinner and a movie. She said, I love you, but I know this other woman loves you too and wants to spend some time with you. The other woman my wife wanted me to visit was my mother. She's been alone for 20 years. The demands of my work and my two boys had made it possible to visit her only occasionally. That night I called her and asked her if on Friday she would be interested in going out for dinner and a movie. What's wrong? Are you okay? She asked. My mother was the type of woman who suspects that a late night call or a surprise invitation is a sign of bad news. I replied, no, I everything's okay. I just thought it'd be great to spend some time with you. Just the two of us. She thought about it a moment, then she said, I would like that very much. Friday after work, as I drove over to pick her up, I noticed that I was kind of nervous. When I arrived at her house, I noticed that she too seemed to be nervous about our date. She was waiting in the doorway. She had curled her hair. She was wearing the same dress that she had worn to celebrate her last birthday. Her smile was as radiant as that of an angel. She said, "I told my friends that I was going out with my son, and they were impressed. They can't wait to hear about our date." We went to a nice, cozy restaurant. My mother took my arm as if she were the first lady. After we sat down, I had to read the menu to her. Her eyes could only read the large print. Halfway through the entrees, I lifted up my eyes and saw that Mom was sitting there staring at me. A nostalgic smile was on her lips. She said, "You know, son, I used to have to read the menu to you when you were small. Now it's time for you to relax and let me return the favor," I said. During dinner, we had an agreeable conversation. Nothing extraordinary but catching up on recent events in each other's lives. We talked so much that we completely missed the movie. As we arrived at her house later, she said, "I'd like to go out with you again, son, but only if you'll let me invite you." I agreed. As I walked in the house, my wife's first question was, "How was your date?" "Very nice. Much more than I could have imagined," I answered. A few days later, my mother died of a massive heart attack. 2 weeks later, I received an envelope from the same restaurant where Mother and I had dined. Enclosed were a gift certificate and a note. The note said, "Dear son, I wasn't sure that I would be here. This is for two meals, for you and your wife. You will never know how much that night meant to me. I love you, son." There's nothing that says "I love you" like being there. Being there for our parents and being there for our children. Aging parents need children who will come and see them. When Jesus was with his disciples, he made sure they knew that he was not abandoning them. He said, "I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." Then there's a second way that Jesus comforts his disciples. He gives us understanding and love. Physical presence is great, but by itself, it's really not enough. We need both someone who is there and someone who understands and is forgiving. This is where Jesus really shines. No one is more understanding and forgiving than Jesus is. We see him as he holds children in his arms. We see his concern over those people who had physical challenges, over those whose lives had already been broken by sin, those like the penitent thief on the cross. Jesus teaches us what God is really like. There was a bank in Pennsylvania that wanted to help their employees to be more empathetic to their customers when they came in. A lot of those customers were older people, and a lot of them had disabilities. So the employees of the 180 branches of the Meridian Bank had various workshops held throughout the area. A couple of the things they had to do: they had to fill out deposit slips while wearing glasses that had been smeared with Vaseline. To give them an idea of what it's like to try to fill out a deposit slip when you really can't even see what it is. Another little task they had, they had to tape three fingers on each hand together and fill out paperwork. That was to help them get a feel for people that had arthritis, that had difficulty even picking up and holding a pen. What a difference empathy and understanding makes in a relationship. This was Jesus' method. He resisted the temptation to lecture or to scold. He asked caring questions, and he allowed the person an opportunity to discover their own solutions. We sing, what a friend we have in Jesus. Why? Because he is empathetic and he understands. Thirdly, Jesus gives us the power to conquer problems. He said, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Soon the world will no longer see me, but you will. Since I live, you will also live. How many people have been encouraged by these words? Because he's with us, we can cope, we can endure, we can conquer. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Anybody here knows what's going to happen tomorrow? Not me. Lately, I've got even less idea about what's going to happen tomorrow. It's gotten to the point where I know when I turn on the news, it ain't going to be good news. But because he lives, we can face tomorrow. As parents, we're called to be present and to understand. Our job prepares us to cope with life and gives us the tools to succeed. This morning, this message is for everybody, but it's especially for mothers. For mothers who have sat up all night with sick toddlers in their arms, wiping up barf that's laced with Oscar Mayer wieners and cherry Kool-Aid, all the while saying, it's okay, honey, mommy's here. For mothers who sat in rocking chairs for hours on end, soothing crying babies who cannot be comforted. For those mothers who showed up at work with spit up in their hair and milk stains on their blouse and diapers in their purse. This is for those mothers who run carpools, make cookies, sew Halloween costumes, and for mothers and others who don't. For mothers who gave birth to babies they'll never see, and for the mothers who took those babies and gave them a home. It's for mothers whose priceless works of art are on the doors of their refrigerator. For mothers who sat down with their children to explain the facts of life. And for grandmothers who wanted to, but who couldn't find the words. For mothers who go hungry so their children can eat. For mothers who taught children to tie their shoelaces before they started school. And for those who opted for Velcro instead. For those mothers who taught their sons to cook and taught their daughters how to sink a jump shot. For mothers who sent their kids to school with stomach aches, assuring them they'd be just fine once they got there, only to get a call from the school nurse asking them to come and pick up their sick child. This is for mothers whose children have gone astray and somehow the mothers just can't find the words to reach them. This is for all the stepmothers and grandmothers who raised another woman's child or children and gave their time, attention, and love, which was sometimes totally unappreciated. For mothers who bite their tongues until they bleed when their 14-year-olds dye their hair green or blue or neon red or purple or all of the above. This is for mothers of those who are victims of school shootings and the mothers of the shooters. You ever thought what it'd be like? I mean, it's unimaginable to think of having a child involved in the tragedy. But imagine being the parent of the child that did it. I can't begin to imagine. This is for the mothers who taught their children to be peaceful and are now praying for their children to come home safely from a war somewhere around the globe. What is it that makes a mother anyway? Is it patience? Compassion? The ability to nurse a baby, cook dinner, and sew a button on a shirt all at the same time? Or is it something in her heart? Is it the ache that she feels when she watches her son or daughter walking to school alone for the first time? The jolt that takes you from sleep to dread, from bed to crib at 2 a.m. to put your hand on the back of a sleeping baby. The panic years later that still comes at 2 a.m. when you just want to hear their key in the door and know that they're safely home. Or the need to hug your child when you hear the news of a fire, a car accident, or a child dying. The emotions of motherhood are universal. And so our thoughts are for young mothers stumbling through diaper changes and sleep deprivation, mature mothers learning to let go, working mothers, stay-at-home moms, single moms, married moms, mothers, all of you, hang in there. Tell your children every day that you love them, and then pray. Let me share one more story with you and we're done. 1942. That was even before my time. Barely. The hysteria over the Japanese involvement in World War II led to the relocation of some 110,000 Japanese Americans into internment camps. In one of these camps, Carol Doi, a third-generation Japanese-American, was born. Years later, Carol married a man who had also spent time in the detention camps. When they had their first child, a girl, they noticed that the baby's feet turned inward. Her toes faced each other. Carol was determined to do all that she could do to help her daughter to walk normally. For 4 years, Carol provided medical care and corrective shoes. By age 6, her daughter was walking normally, but Carol wanted her to have full use of her legs. They presented the daughter with some choices, and that young girl chose ice skating. It turned out she was a natural on the ice. She was always asking her mother for more rink time. She would not leave the ice until she got each move perfect. Soon, Carol was getting up at 4 a.m. to take her daughter to the skating rink. Finally, after 15 years of lessons, Christy Yamaguchi represented the United States in the 1992 Olympics. As the American flag was hoisted during the medal ceremony, Carol and Jim Yamaguchi watched Christy receive the gold. Christy stood on the platform that day because her mother had stood with her. Jesus said, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you because I live. You will live also." This morning and hopefully every day we honor our mothers, all mothers, and all of the women who have been mothers to everyone else's children. But more importantly, more eternally, we honor God, our loving heavenly parent, who is always present, always empathizing, and always gives us the love and strength so we can be victorious. Happy Mother's Day to all moms, past, present, and future. Heavenly Father, we pray this morning that you would pour out an extra measure of your blessing on all of our mothers. Mothers whose children are grown or perhaps gone. Mothers who have children at home now. Mothers who are yet to come. We pray that you would give them an added measure of your presence and your spirit. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. The songwriter said, be not dismayed, whatever may betide. God will take care of you. Shall we stand together? Number 130. 130. As the children of God, may you leave this place filled to overflowing with the wonderful love and grace of God, ready to go out into a world that thinks they've been orphaned. And let them know there's a heavenly parent that loves them, and in you they've got brothers and sisters that love them too. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.